Proclamation number 0609 of 9th of October, 1938. Activity of the beings. Reminder. Love. To remain in always the same environment, would let the innumerable beings become inactive, therefore again and again another place of stay is determined for them, in which again new tasks wait for them and they can develop higher in another direction. Therefore these beings do not always remain in the same activity, but only as long as a certain spiritual stage is reached, which then allows a transition into another sphere. Thus, even the smallest living being, apart from the task of enlivening God's work of creation, has to fulfill the far greater task of perfecting itself. It is forced to fulfill its task. It cannot fight against God's will and has to go the way of higher development. The soul is also deprived of any recollection when it takes residence in the human flesh body as the last embodiment. For the consciousness of its previous long walk would put it, so to speak, into a state of compulsion, in which man would then fulfill the will of God out of fear and dread of having to go this way again and thus, as an unfree being, could never reach the degree of sonship with God. And therefore also not to become similar to God, what however should be the first and last striving of every man. So you now also understand how wise the orders of the Divine Creator are, that all knowledge about the before and the after is veiled to you. A complete knowledge of it excludes a free, uninfluenced way of acting of the human being. Man will always try to get the greatest benefit from everything he does. But his walk on earth should be guided by love, which does not seek any earthly advantage. What is done for the sake of a reward, is not valuable before God, but what man accomplishes out of love, is blessed and will also bring its reward. The simplest event in human life can, because it is permeated with love, outweigh years of work of earthly value, and likewise, no man can avoid working on his soul. He must, if he wants to reach the goal, be continuously active. Interruption.